been better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are on fire, ladies and gentlemen. 50 years hence from the 1949 era, after much of the world had been betrayed to communism by the United States government in that war, we lost hundreds of thousands of more men and women in wars that would never cease, only be replaced by new wars. And peace agreements, and wars, and peace agreements, and wars. And the result, my friends, was always the same. More bodies stocked right up to the sky. More corpses. More killing fields, as in Cambodia. And more holocausts. More slaughter. But one thing that I left out of all of this was not just the creation of the United Nations that followed the omelet being made, that breaking of the eggs through war after war, but the establishment of the State of Israel in the Middle East as an occupying state, occupying the land, Palestine, encompassing the land of Jerusalem, would be indeed a significant hallmark of the 20th century. Not because it is a, quote, miracle of God, unquote, but because it fits end-time Bible prophecy to a T and goes right to the heart of Jesus' sermons as he spoke of the good and the bad figs planted in Jerusalem 2,000 years later. And how when that day comes, when he comes back to destroy the rulers of that city who will rule the world government, he speaks clearly to the effect that not one stone will lie upon another. Not one stone will be unturned. There will be no wall standing in that walled city of Jerusalem. So, my friends, the Council on Foreign Relations was the American branch of Zionism in America to help bring about this one world system at the cost of the blood and guts of the nation's armies, the people of each and every country involved, for the benefit of this new world order, for no necessary or real purpose except to create conditions leading up to this one world government. All of it, a diabolical scheme to bring about the rule of Satan himself to the earth, in his mercy seat, as he calls it, of Jerusalem. That is to come. And that is where it is leading. Make no mistake about it. Now the UN, and I'll read to you later as we take calls, finally admitting, yes indeed, that disarmament not only extends to massive weapons of war, conventional and unconventional, but to firearms themselves. And now they have this conference on. This past month of October in Italy pertaining to the World Forum on Sporting Weapons. All right, we'll talk about these things and more. After this break, we'll have plenty of time to take calls. 800-313-9443, and I am going to award some books, ladies and gentlemen, in this next hour, Wrongly Blamed by Dr. Kasim Khalil, who really pulled off 9/11. I'm Rick Adams. Be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
All righty. Yes, I guess they do. After all, they is the law, right? Let's go to the phones now, take a call or two. Rodney in Texas, I believe. Hello, Rodney.
Rick, good evening.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long, sir.
No. You covered a lot of fine territory. The only thing that I have some auxiliary comments to make in harmony with what you were talking about. I'm not exactly sure what your theme is, but everything that you said is excellent stuff. And
I think we tried to remember our veterans this weekend, you know. And,
right. I kind of suppose that's
how they were betrayed.
And in harmony with that, everything that you said is just, it's undeniable. In fact, tell you the truth, Rick, not only is it it's the truth, but it really parallels a lot of the biblical things that you made reference to. In fact, one that comes to mind is where Jesus warned his apostles that in the last days, the disgusting thing that causes filth would actually set itself up in holy and high places and pass itself off as being the, cure-all be-all.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of theologians, Bible theologians and Bible students, today believe, that is the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can see, from when they actually were founded as the League of Nations, and then, you know, when they had their failure, and then they went and changed their name to the United Nations. That's all they've ever caused was filth, disgusting things.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very interesting that a lot of the people that you mentioned last hour, in harmony with you know, the CFR and the League of Nations, Woodrow Wilson, the United Nations, a lot of those individuals were actually named by Smedley Butler in his book,
mm-hmm.
War is a Racket.
Yes.
And he exposed these individuals for trying to utilize his services and his clout to cause a coup in this country, mm-hmm. to overthrow this government. And those same individuals that you named.
Yes. Yes.
Are the same individuals that tried to employ Smedley Butler. And what I find very interesting, Rick, is in the case of Alger Hiss, I have a book. It's a legal book, not a very long book, but it kind of had an excerpt of the Alger Hiss trial. And with all the overwhelming evidence that pointed to the fact that Hiss was undoubtedly a spy and involved in espionage against this country, the worst that they could do was convict him on perjury.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And do you know that there are still individuals out there who try to defend this disgusting person? God rest his soul. God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, Alger Hiss caught. You can say that he indirectly had a hand in hundreds and hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people losing their lives during World War One and World War Two.
Yes, absolutely, Rodney.
So,
yes.
So you know, like I said, God rest his soul. You know, there's nothing that there's no harm that he can cause. But you know what? He still has his supporters. And many of the descendants of those families, the Warburgs and people like that, these same people are still waging war against, the people worldwide, mass murder. They're still pulling off the same tricks.
It's that same racket, isn't it? That,
it's the same old racket. And you were talking about the media. You know, Roosevelt. And I discovered this about 15 years ago, and I was actually horrified. So to actually hear you talk about how the media has been controlled doesn't surprise me. But Roosevelt used the War Powers Act to put a media blackout on some of those bombs that the Japanese actually sent over here by way of balloons. And they exploded and they killed several people. But because Roosevelt had control over the media, he used his war powers to do so, they blacked that out because they claimed that it would cause mass hysteria in this country if in fact the people. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you mentioned that Roosevelt knew. Well, it was exposed in the book by Robert Stinnett, The Day of Deceit,
yeah.
That not only did Roosevelt know, but a good old J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, yes.
These people, I mean, words just can't describe.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Rodney, because
just how villainous these people are. And so, I mean, you went over the history, and I'm just adding auxiliary things to what you've already said, because you really can't cover it.
Even though you've done
very, very eloquently. You really can't cover it. I don't even think in 1 week the mass parade that our government has
all
put on.
All we can do is highlight it, Rodney. But, you know, you mentioned the role of the FBI, Hoover. In fact, now we have the latest from Tom Kimmel, who will be back on this program pretty soon, too, once again, for Pearl Harbor Day.
I hope so.
Yes, he's the eldest living grandson of Admiral Kimmel, who, along with General Short, took the rap for the, quote, sneak attack at Pearl Harbor. Well, anyway, he has newly released FBI documents concerning the Japanese and the attack at Pearl Harbor, which will be most revelatory when he comes on the program.
Well, I sure look forward, Ted. And you know, the one thing that I have noticed when I listen to Tom Kimmel talk, because he still has, I guess, some indirect connections to the FBI, you know, he's a little bit reluctant, Rick, to say that there are parallels between 9/11 and what took place at Pearl Harbor. You know,
those parallels, but how far he has gone now is open to question. I don't recall, but I do know that in his speeches and in the address that I have of him on video, he did make a presentation showing the parallel trail of cover-up in both instances, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's a new light to me, Rick, and I don't mean to slight the gentleman, but
no,
I have heard
individuals. He's learning all the time, too, you know, and
right.
He's getting more files and more declassified information, and he only speaks with something he's confident of. He doesn't go off half-cocked, so he knows when he's not fully informed and when he is fully informed. But that's what I like about him. He's, you know, it's just the facts, ma'am, and nothing else. That's all.
Well,
I
we
want.
Can all take a lesson from him in that case, because I have been guilty of myself of sometimes getting out on that little limb, and
we all have.
And then when you get out there and you find, oh my God, I've gotten out here without doing my homework, and now I'm going to have to scamper to get back in, you know, to safety.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take a lesson from Tom Kimmel. And so anyway, Rick, I just wanted to say, you know, I can really commend you for articulating all of these revelations about, you know, all of these killers. Just, I mean, psychopathic. I mean, I heard you say, well, George Bush, even he knows that he's lying. But the truth, I believe, Rick, that a lot of these people are trained liars to the point where I'm not so sure that these lies are part of their DNA in such a way where I believe perhaps they believe that the lies that they're telling are the truth.
It's congested.
That's just how deeply rooted And these people's bloodline.
Well, yeah, it is congenital and pathological.
Yes. And I'm not a psychiatrist, but I study the history of these families that inbreed, and it just seemed like they don't have a problem. This is, to you and I, it's obvious lying, based on the facts.
They believe
history,
their own lies.
But
yes.
These people, they believe what they're doing. That is the truth. It's not a lie to them. And so, therefore, I just, you know, wanted to add that little auxiliary comment to that, because I just, you know, they're very convincing. It's just like when Mr. Clinton lied under oath and said, you know, I didn't have sex and blah, 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 blah. You know, when you look at the man on TV, his body language, his facial language, all of that suggests that man to really believe what he was saying, and he continues to be an excellent thespian, as well as some of the other people that are in his line of work. But nonetheless, I'm going to get out of the way, and once again, I would.
That's
tell
fine. You're not in the way, Rodney. I appreciate your call.
To read Smedley Butler's book, read newspaper that you referenced earlier, what was the Barnes Review?
The Barnes Review Publications.
And read these books by Smedley Butler and others, and you'll see that the same families, the same names that were involved way back when are still the same people who are involved today. They just passed the torch on to the next generation of trained killers, congenital killers, and they continue this same psychopathic murderous path. And they don't have problems with killing you and I and our families.
Hey, they don't even have problems killing each other, Rodney.
Well,
that's their thing. That's their nature, is to kill.
Right.
Well,
but you said that they refer to us as Goyan or Goya.
Yep.
So anyway, Rick, brother, please keep up the good work.
I will.
Work,
thank you. And you keep up the good work and call again. We'll hear from you soon, Rodney. Thank you. All right. Good night. We'll do more when we come back. Don't forget the number, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we are, fellow Eloi. We're back now. I'll go back to the phones in a moment. I did want to mention that, as I alluded earlier, the internationalist drive now to disarm the peoples of the world in all of the countries. This past October, there was the forum in Italy. It was the World Forum on the Future of Sports Shooting Activities in Palermo, Italy. And that was just the beginning. It was formed in 97, this WFSA group. And it's officially recognized by the UN non-governmental organization, or NGO. Now, of course, that's very disarming because, if I may use the term, it makes it sound innocuous. Well, it's not so innocuous because this board meets once or twice now a year, and what they're all about is laying the groundwork for anti-gun groups in the world who are attempting to use sporting and other problems as a way of redefining gun rights. Okay, now we have the
Constitution in America, the Bill of Rights, on paper, as far as anyone is concerned, it's a thing of the past, okay? It's gone. It's basically done away with. But this FSA, this WFSA, Executive Secretary for the Americas, is Thomas Mason, who reviewed for the group the United Nations' extensive future program on small arms and light weapons, my friend. In other words, firearms. The UN will have 8 weeks' worth of conferences and meetings on firearms and ammunition in the next year of 2008. They include a group of government experts, GGE. Group of government experts, An international regulation of ammunition. And also a major international conference in July of next year in New York. The biggest challenge we face internationally now is the so-called Arms Trade Treaty, or AT&T. ATT, the Arms Trade Treaty. The UN will have an ATT group of government experts meet for almost 4 weeks next year to lay the groundwork for a future treaty. The actual treaty drafting process will start 2010. It might take up to 3 years, they say. The WFSA will present at these 2008 UN meetings. They will be there. They will present their data, their facts, if you will. And this resolution that started the UNATT treaty passed the General Assembly of the UN last fall on a vote of 153-1. So, I just thought I'd mention that. We will talk about that with a guest or so in the coming weeks, my friend. If you think they're going to settle for disarming nations' heavy weapons, and only heavy weapons, you better wake up. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. World disarmament means disarmament right down to your hamlet. World disarmament through the UN, man's best last hope for peace. Alger Hiss, the communist Soviet butcher, the Soviet communist agent of the Kremlin, who was there at the UN forming conference right from the beginning and was exposed and revealed, but as Rodney said, convicted of perjury. My friend, these people have run this government almost continuously since the Wilson days. Only one president got in the way, and that president was Warren G. Harding. He and his attorney general were trying to rout out the Bolsheviks in control of Washington. And you know what happened to Warren G. Harding. Something called the Teapot Dome scandal. And then he died not too long after. My friends, their father was a murderer from the beginning, and they are his little children, and they're doing it right down to this age and this minute and this hour. Okay? You get the picture now? Good. Now, I'm not going to start this call. Byron will be next, and Joe, and whoever else is on the line, because the break is just about to come upon us. But after that break, I will let all of you give your views. And at the same time, I am going to make an offer for a book or two of Wrongly Blamed, in the last half hour, Dr. K. Kasem Khalil, Wrongly Blamed, about the 9/11 event. This is the first edition of the book. There have been a couple of minor corrections here and there in the second edition. But this is going to be free. All right, we'll be back 3 minutes from now with the final half hour of tonight's special edition of Uncensored Radio Free America with RepublicBroadcasting.org. Support
RBN with your prayers and your support financially. We'll be back in three. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, I'm back now, and what we're going to do is make it simple. We're going to take the first two callers off the air rather than on the program, and we will send you a free copy of Wrongly Blamed. Manny will take down your name and your address, and then we will process the order next week and send it to you media mail, okay? All right, the first two callers off air at 1-800-313-9443. Dial quickly now. All right, let me take Byron from Canada.
Yeah, Rick, man, what a great show you have tonight, as usual. The previous caller, you know, wonderful. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm just thinking, how long, you know, will it be before they start trying to take you guys off the air? And you know, now I'll tell you why I bring this up. But once in a while, I'll flip on O'Reilly, and tonight I went over there for a few minutes, and he had an FBI lady on there, and they were talking about Mike Malloy. Now he's a real outspoken guy, and he's really hard on the Bush administration. I mean, he doesn't say anything that's, you know, not true. I mean, but he's really rough. O'Reilly had this FBI woman ask if there was, basically he was wanting them to go after this guy for comments that he made. And I got thinking, you know, they did the same thing. You had I think the wife of that Sam Ali Arian or Al, I forget what his name, that he's that Florida professor. And basically he was on O'Reilly's show, and I think you probably remember that. And they sort of sandbagged him, and he made this statement, boy, if I was the FBI, I'd be looking after you. And sure enough, they went after him, a heck mm-hmm. of an expensive court case.
Yeah.
He beat just about all the charges, but he's still sitting in jail. And now, you know, most people think, well, that guy was an Arab, you know, he's a Muslim, so yeah. what, you yeah. know, big
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
Well, now, this Mike Malloy, he ain't no Arab, he ain't no Muslim. In fact, he's an atheist, as far as I can tell from his the way he talks. And, yeah, O'Reilly is basically calling for the FBI to go after this guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, it wasn't for, you know, programs like you guys, you and some of the others, like, how would we be getting this information? Like, I mean, well, you're opening up eyes. And the other question I want to ask you, like, what can we do? Like, what would it take for you to reach? I don't know how many people you reach, and I don't think you have any way to monitor for sure how many you reach.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, does it just take more money? Like, if you had, you know, the other day they raised $4 million for Ron Paul. What
yes.
would it take for, you know, for us out here to get you where you might be able to reach 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 million people?
Well,
I'll get off the air now.
It would take a lot of money. I know that. And, you know, we talked about satellite broadcasting with Cirrus and talked about getting back on shortwave. And, you know, it's a very expensive. It all comes down to money, in plain English, you know, and as well as I do. That's what it comes down to, Byron.
But why can't, I mean, I would be willing, and I'm just an average old farmer up here in Canada.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And, but, you know, I'd be willing, you know, to kick in, say, $500 a month if for a year to try to see how it'd work out. If, you know, if there'd be a bunch of other guys would come in there and match me.
Mm, that would be all right.
To do something like that, I don't know, you know, maybe you need to have a drive or something like that.
Well, what we need
Paul.
To do is get people, you know, you to call in and speak to, you know, Sandra here at RBN or Chris or anyone during the day when the regular office hours are, and to make a pledge and see if we get a few others to do likewise, you know, and then we'll just see what's the best way to go. I can't make the decision myself. But certainly, if the money is there, a lot more can be done. We're very fortunate just to be here right now in this time, because there was a time, and as you know, and every day that thought crosses my mind that, hey, you know, we could be gone. We could be off. We could not have the money to continue to pay the bills, to be able to pay the help, to be able to pay the cost of the carrying the Internet servers and the cost of doing everything else that is expensive here, you know. But by the grace of the Father, we're here, and we're still out there, and yeah, we're not, you know, we're not NBC, CBS, ABC, or any of the others, that's for sure, but we're leaving our mark, and we're reaching the people who need to be reached.
Yeah.
Because not everybody cares, and most people really are oblivious to what's going on around them. But it's the thinkers, the movers, the shakers, the people like you, people like all of the listeners to RBN who really and truly know what's going on. Those are the people that, when organized, can make a major difference across the landscape, Byron.
What is the office number that you can get over?
The office number is toll-free, 800-724-2719.
All right, like I said, you know, I know what I can't do, you know, much by myself, but, you know, if a bunch of people would get together,
absolutely.
You know, and, I mean, try it for a year and see how things would
turn
out.
Well, you know, it's not even that. I mean, it's not even put your money where your mouth is, and the fact is that when you help RBN stay on the air, pay for the time, and we get on shortwave again or satellite, you know you're doing good because you're reaching people, and you hear them on this program. You've heard them every night virtually, Byron. Call up, new time callers. When we have a very big debate or a real guest that is going to draw a lot of powerful, you know, input, you hear them call, new callers all the time, right?
Yeah.
So you know there's people out there who are listening to us for the first time, and they're just catching on. And maybe it takes them losing a son, losing a daughter in a war, or it takes them losing their job, or whatever, to start to question things, to wake up to what is going on around them. You know.
Well, I think, you know, and I honestly and truly believe this. I think it's a matter of time before they go after shows like, you know.
They can do whatever they want, but let me tell you something. They're not doing anything until that time comes when God Almighty in heaven allows it to happen. And that, you know, will be the end. It will be very close to the end of this planet, of the existence that we have on this planet. That means Satan's days are numbered. But he's not going to let them touch anybody without his permission. And as long as we're faithful and we have a purpose to serve in his economy, they're not touching us until that time comes.
So, okay. Well, great show. And
you've got to have faith.
Yep,
faith
is most important. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you, Byron, and keep toiling the soil.
All right, bye now.
Okay. All right, let me take Joe next. Hello, Joe Church.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Very well. It was a good day today, wasn't it?
It was a very good day today.
A very profitable harvest today.
Yes, there's the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord.
Yes, and the afternoon.
This, that's right. You know, General Patton made the statement. He said, I fought this war before. Let me go back in.
Mm-hmm.
He fought that war, Rick, in the First World Age.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he will fight that war again because he's coming back shortly.
Back from the dead.
He will be in
Absolutely.
That war again with Jesus. He's in that army that Jesus is bringing back.
Yes.
And, you know,
Absolutely.
Christians today, you know, when you shuck it all down, Rick, and you boil it all down and you get that little residue left in the pan,
mm-hmm.
this is what it comes down to. Christians today, majority of them, a large majority of them, say Russia's going to be converted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not written, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not written, so it can't possibly happen. You see, he wants his birthright back. In Genesis 27, Esau said unto his father, Hast thou one blessing, my father? Bless me even also, my father. This was after he gave the blessing to Jacob. Esau wanted the blessing. And in the King James, as much as I like the King James, they made a mistake here. Maybe it was the little Kenite pen in action.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 39, And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and the dew of heaven from above. Well, Dr. Moffat translates it this way. Then his father Isaac answered, Far from the rich soil on earth shall you live, and far from the dew of heaven on high. The Hebrew was a little wanting,
mm-hmm.
especially maybe that one scribe that did the work on this particular verse.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see, Rick, now we're beginning to see what happened at the end of the First World Age, because we're living right in it now, only this time we're in flesh bodies watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see why the Father says in Malachi and Romans, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated.
Yes.
As a pink baby in the womb. Why would the father hate that pink baby in the womb? Because of what he did in the First World Age.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it now, the few of us here, what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And their,
yes.
and their puppet master, the bad figs in Jerusalem, not the good figs.
Yes, yeah, I can see it very clearly, Joe, and I don't see how anybody who is not biblically attuned cannot see the truth. And yet we have these preachers today, as you know, the Hagees and the Falwells and the Robertsons and their progeny and their hand-me-downs, the Grahams and all of the others, you know, preaching this other gospel as we're warned of in the Scriptures, another gospel, not the gospel of him crucified, Jesus Christ. And they're preaching this prophecy that is totally 180 degrees opposite what Jesus talked about.
You know, the German people who are true Judah were wiped out, compromised, World War One, World War Two. Now, that was the house of Judah. Now it's the house of Israel's turn to be wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
You see, many of the true Christians in this country, and you hit it right on the head today, in the day today, you said the true Christians are in churches, underground churches.
That's right.
They're bringing forth the truth, and they're being beaten with stripes, the true Christians out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you one thing. If you're teaching the truth today, and you're not being chased and bitten and slapped in the back of the head and all kind of things, just like they did to Jesus. Imagine that guy that slapped Jesus behind the head. How'd you like to be him in the millennium, Rick?
Mm.
How'd you like to be that guy in the millennium?
No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't want to be. Not in their shoes.
No. Now it's the house of Israel, the true house of Israel's church.
When Jesus was on the cross, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but as he looked down upon the ones that were deliberately and intentionally and knowingly crucifying him, not the Romans, but those that put him there, he said, not what is popularly paraphrased today as forgive them, for they know not what they do, but he actually said, forgive them not, Father, for they know what they do. And indeed, they did know. They were murdering the Messiah. And that's exactly what Satan is all about. He was a murderer from the very beginning. And his children are doing the same thing today. Not very popular, what I'm saying, you know. But then again, when Jesus spoke, he wasn't very popular with the crowd either.
And another thing, Rick. When God's elect is delivered up in these end times, some in Jerusalem, probably be 232 that go to Jerusalem. The rest will be delivered up in countries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same way as when Jesus was hung on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Where were all the men in those days? They all fled, Rick. Only a few women stuck around the cross. All the others took off. They were all afraid. Not a bit of guts.
Isn't that the way? It is so common today, isn't it?
I wonder how many of the so-called people with the mantles on are going to be with the elect when they're delivered up.
Mm.
And, of course, the two witnesses were ultimately killed in the streets of Jerusalem. And they'll have cameras on these bodies saying to them, we're not going to allow you the bodies to be stolen this time. And all the people of the world, that's why there's television sets in almost every house in the world now, so they can watch this event.
Yes, how timely, huh?
You know, Russia, the Russian Bolshevik Kenites, they call themselves Jews or Judaites, not of our brothers of Judah, killed and burned and left in mass grave pits. Many of the bodies with 9mm gunshot wounds to the back of the head and burned in lime in these pits. A true holocaust of 160 million Christians.
Mm.
Yes, Russian Christians. People that were from the Assyrian captivity that migrated up by the Black Sea, up into Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Descendants of those lost tribes came out of the Assyrian captivity. Later became Christians.
Right.
Many of them underground. Like we were saying today, many of them in the catacombs.
Mm-hmm.
slaughter. Father has the each and every name of these individuals. You see, we feel bad about it, Rick. Imagine how he feels, because eventually he's got to put his own children to death.
Uh-huh.
You know how hard it is to kill your own children?
Mm-hmm.
Rick, I've said enough tonight.
Yeah, you said it all. All right, I appreciate that note. A very somber note, but a very sober note, Joe. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
I appreciate that. As we consider the veterans and the blood that has been spilled and so unnecessarily and so, atrociously, it is certainly a sobering thought. But we know that it's not for vanity's sake, but for a reason, and it will all be straightened out when he does return. Now, we have Charlene, I believe, next, but we're going to take that call when we return. So we will take that phone call in the last segment to come of the program tonight. In just 3 minutes, you stay with me, and we'll take that call, whoever it is. Stay with us. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right. Hey, We're back now, and I don't have much time, but I do have a couple of calls now to get to, and we'll do that first. Mary Ann in Arkansas is first off. Hello, Mary Ann.
Hello, Rick. God bless you, sir. You just touched on something that is, I guess, the reason I'm calling your program tonight. You mentioned the grace of the Father. I know you to be a man of truth and a man of faith, and I appreciate that. I don't have so much of a statement, and I don't have so much of a question. It's more of a struggle to put things in perspective. Yet, while we are remembering the veterans, let's not forget people like Rick Stanley, who's doing some time for us, Ed and Elaine Brown, and, of course, Aaron Russo that's done so much. Let's remember them. And I wanted to say I found a wonderful link for Ron Paul. It comes from barefootsworld.net.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a link for another domain he has, invisiblepatriots.com. And when I thought of Ron Paul tonight, I couldn't help but think of Will Rogers. Mm-hmm. He lived in a very much time like this today. But, you know, you've done such a wonderful job covering history. And then we have the prophetic, that which is written in stone and cannot be changed. Within these times and the context within which we live, it's sometimes hard to keep that hope for change, that we really can change things before the tipping point, before there's actually blood in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, I guess I want to encourage everyone to pray.
Hmm.
Prayer is to change things and to know wisdom and how much percentage of our time to devote to the survival skills and preparation for bad times. And while we're at prayer, to also remember the power of our words. You know, prophecy is pre-written. But to prophesy, that's our words that we speak. And, you know, it says to speak to the dry bones, shall these dry bones live. And when I look at America tonight, I think of dry bones. Mm-hmm. And is there a hope?
Yes.
When so many of our jobs have been exported, and there's so little actually even made here.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there is hope, and there must be a silver lining
there
in this.
Is,
and
yes.
Maybe there's a place that we can find the grace from the Father, that we connect with people locally, that we know our neighbors, that we go back to skills, back to basics, back to school.
Yes, absolutely.
So anyway, Rick, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Please keep calling the program and supporting us, and your prayers are efficacious, I'm positive. Thank you again.
Thank you, Rick. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Mary Ann. All right, one more quick call now from Charlene in Missouri. Hello, Charlene.
Hello. I was just thinking about your last caller. It made me think of a scripture in 1 John 5. It says, whatever we pray according to his will, we can be sure that it will be done.
Mm-hmm.
The secret
according to his
praying
will,
according
yes.
to his will.
That's the key. Yep.
And I called to mention Jeremiah 19. Mm-hmm. He told Jeremiah that he said, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and mm-hmm. people of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, I am going to bring a disaster on this place, and I will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. And he was addressing Jerusalem and Judah. And if you go down to verse 10, it says, then break the jar while those with you are watching.
Right.
Say to them, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will smash this nation and this city just as a potter's jar is smashed and cannot be repaired.
Amen. Charlene, we're out of time, though. We're taking us off the air. Good night to you. Bless you. Thank you for the scripture. And we'll be rebroadcasting Monday night on the program. See you all, Lord willing, Tuesday night. Good night, and have a good, blessed weekend to you all.